So I'm here with Kat Kelly, the festival director of the Folk Weekend.
Hi.
For all those terrible people who have never heard of Folk Weekend, have been living in a cave, what is it about? What can you tell us?
Well, I always describe Folk Weekend, first and foremost, as a community festival. So it's the music, although it's sort of based in folk and traditional stuff, we're not sort of specific. There's sort of general acoustics, singer-songwriter, just a little bit of the kind of that sort of rootsy, traditional singer-songwriter acoustic sort of, you know, that kind of thing. But it's just about all the community coming together, making music, listening to music, dancing, singing, whatever takes your fancy, and just having a really good time, basically.
And that's one of the great things about it, that it's not just concerts, it's not sit-down things.
Yeah.
There are tons of different events. There's Kayleigh's, there's a Euroball.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff.
Well, I always think that folk music is kind of one of the few things that people of different ages and abilities and stuff can genuinely enjoy together. Because if you go to a Kayleigh, you can go with your kind of 2-year-old and your 95-year-old granny, and you can all kind of join in with it at your own level, and you can all have a good time. So it's not the fact that the parents are accompanying the kids to a specifically children's event and you're just kind of going along with it. And it's not that the kids are tagging along to something for the parents. Everyone is just, you know, enjoying it all together.
Yeah, and it's one of the amazing elements of it that everyone does really well at. But it's been going since 2012 in its current form.
Yes.
Kind of taking over from Oxford Folk Festival.
Yeah.
And it's done some fantastic things and it's been growing all this time. But what's new this year?
Well, this year we're really pushing forward on the kind of inclusive side of it. So we've been working for the last few years. We've been working with some special needs schools. We've been doing Kayleigh's for the children in the schools. But that's been mostly about us going to them. And what we've tried to do is to kind of build up that relationship with them and to kind of let them know that Folk Weekend is here and that this is the sort of stuff we do. The idea being that they will then feel a bit more confident about being able to come along to the festival. And so this year we're really kind of pushing ahead with that side of it, and we've got a thing which we're calling Special Saturday, which is a slightly cheesy name, but I couldn't come up with anything better in the time. And what it is really is that we've highlighted 3 events on Saturday in the programme that are going to be particularly good for anybody, children or adults, with any sorts of special needs or disabilities. And the idea of that is to help people feel a bit more comfortable and to say, well, if I haven't been to the festival before, I'm not really sure if it's going to be for me, but here's some things that actually I know that I can try, and I know that they're thinking about it. So I'm doing a Makaton signed song performance. So if there's people who use Makaton, they can come along and they can sort of feel included, they can sign along with it. And I've done quite a few of the songs. When I've got into special needs schools, I go in and sort of do some singing with them, and they love it. Especially there's one song called Daddy Fox, which is quite a well-known folk song, but the kids, they absolutely love it. It's about a naughty fox, and so they get so excited and they're all kind of doing their fox signs and everything. They just love it. And then we're doing our family Kayleigh this year, which is really popular. We've done every year since we started, but we've designated it family and special needs. So it's not going to be hugely different to how it's been in the past, but we're just making the point that actually this is okay. It's okay for people in wheelchairs to come along. It's okay for people who have learning disabilities. The guy that's calling it, Andy, he's worked with me in the past at the special schools Kayleigh's, so he knows how to adapt dances, make them a little bit easier for people in wheelchairs or things like that. And then the third part of Special Saturday, which I'm very excited about, is a workshop. So it's kind of a hands-on thing, and it's Pete Ord, who actually, he's the other half of my duo that we're doing the Makaton thing with, and he's doing a workshop on how to use technology to make music more accessible. And so he's got some sort of particular specifically designed bits of accessible technology which he'll bring along, and we're going to break down a folk song and sort of build it up again with the technology. So there's this amazing thing called a skoog, which is basically like a cube with big lumps on each side, and it's squishy, and you attach it up to a laptop and you assign each lump to a note or to a chord. It's got as many different choices as your laptop's got, basically. And so then you can just squeeze it, or you can twist it or bash it, and it will play stuff.
Musical bop it.
Absolutely, yeah. And people can bring along their iPads, and Pete will tell you about an apps to download, and we can sit there and play music on the iPads. It's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The idea of combining physical movement with creating music without playing an instrument, which takes years and years of skill, is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
And it's very much in line with accessibility, and it's so easy. And
yeah, exactly. And the whole thing that we've tried to create this year is, it's not, we're not doing events for people with special needs. We're doing events for everybody. And we're just putting a twist on it just to specifically say, come on, this is okay for you guys as well. Folk is really inclusive, and we know that, but does everybody else know that? That's the question that I've been asking myself. Does everybody else know how inclusive it is? And so when you've got a member of your family who's got difficulties or disabilities or anything like that, then actually just having a day out is just so much more of a mission than you can ever imagine until you into that situation. And so what I started to sort of ask myself is, well, are they not coming because they just can't even imagine that it's going to work? And, you know, so it's just not worth the effort. So what we're trying to do is say, this is fine for you guys as well. So let's all come along and do it together. And it's not going to be, this is an event that's just full of people with special needs and disabilities. It's going to be an event that anyone can come along to. The workshop, anyone can go and just, you know, see what's going on, experiment, have a play. You know, it's just, that's my vision of it, is that everyone will be there together. It's not, we're not segregating anybody.
That's going to be fantastic. So that's mainly the stuff on the special Saturday.
Yes.
Is that all happening at the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Centre?
The concert is, the Mechaton concert is. The Cayley is happening at St Barnabas. All of our Cayleys are at St Barnabas. So we've got 3 Cayleys there on Saturday. It's going to be busy. And one on Friday night as well. And the workshop is in St Columba's Church Hall.
Great, it's all over the city.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great parts about it too, is that there's no central venue.
Yeah.
Which means that people from all over the city can come into centre, but also, you know, out in other places and get and see stuff. And
yeah.
No, it's great. It's great.
It's just, that's what I quite like about it. It just pops up where you're not quite expecting it. Like in Blackwell's bookshop. You wander in to buy a book and, oh, what's that over there? That's a melodeon.
And then beyond that, the whole city is being taken over by Morris dancers too.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We have hundreds actually lined up to come. There's so many Morris dancers, you can't possibly have them all, much as we'd like to. So we invite a certain number of sides, and then we have other sides kind of saying, well, can we come as well? And we say, well, all right then. So we've got a programme. In our festival programme, we've got the sort of schedule of the sides that we've scheduled in, but there's more sides than that who are coming, because they just come along and they kind of turn up in the gaps and busk along as well. So there's going to be probably pushing 1,000 Morris dancers over the weekend.
Fantastic.
Oxford's just such an amazing place to be in anyway, and so the visiting sides love it. They come in from all over the place, all over the country. We've got a team from France coming this year.
Cool.
Last year we had Russians coming over. So yeah, everyone wants to come to Folk Weekend, what can I say?
Yeah, of course. With this year's lineup, who are you looking forward to go and see? Who do you recommend especially?
Well, Martin Carthy, who's our main headliner, is just a legend. You couldn't possibly not mention him. I mean, we're so chuffed to have booked him. I'm actually a really big fan of Megson. I don't know if you've come across them, but as I've been going through the sort of publicity stuff and that, and I've been listening to the different artists and sort of picking out my favourites, and I absolutely love the sound that they've got and the energy that they have in their music. And they're just a duo, but the music they create is just brilliant. And I always, always really like hearing the local artists. So we've got in Blackwells, we've got free concerts all weekend. And you just go along there and you hear somebody and you think, oh my goodness, why have I not heard of you before? You get some absolute gems. And what we tend to do over the years is, when people first come to us and we've not heard of them, but they want to perhaps come and play, then they'll go into a slot in Blackwells or something like that in one of the free concerts. And then we're out there, our artistic team is out there during the weekend listening to people. And so we're picking out the ones that we think are going to go far. And then the next year they'll get sort of, you know, a bigger slot, a supporting slot. And then they'll be in the headline concert. And we did that, Wednesday's Wolves was one of the first that we did that with. The first year they were just doing a free concert, and then my artistic director just fell in love with them so much. And then a couple of years later they were supporting the main headline on Saturday night. And, you know, so that's what we like to do. We like to kind of help build the profiles of the local artists. And because we're very much a sort of, we're sort of a local festival really, the local artists aren't just a sort of an add-on, they're very much built into it and part of it. And so we get people like Ben as well. It had supporting slots for some really high profile artists, which is he can put on his folk CV and, you know, and that sort of thing. And it helps them to build their profile as much as it helps us from having them to come and play as well. Well, that's the idea anyway. I hope it helps.
Oh, no, it's shaping up to be a fantastic festival this year, as always. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to it.
Good, thank you.